Okay, so I'm going to do the topic I'm going to do tonight. I don't really have fully worked out. I just learned it this morning and didn't quite work it out, but, you know, some thoughts, and figure maybe you guys could help me with some more thoughts. So it's basically about the story in Tanakh about Elisha. Okay, it's in Malachim Beis, Perek Beis. Elisha and the boys cursing him and the bear. Does that sound familiar to anybody?
No.
Okay. No, I never heard that before.
Okay. So,
I thought you said it.
No.
Okay, so it sounds like this. So Elisha was the...
the one who experienced his sin from Eliyahu.
Yeah, but that's not about this. Yeah, he was the disciple of Eliyahu, and Eliyahu died, he took over. He was as the Navi for Klal Yisrael. So it says like this. It's a Navi, so it's in Malachim Beis, Perek Beis. So it says, the people said to Vayomru, Anshe Elisha, the people of the city said to Elisha, I'm in Pasuk Yotasef, Hine na Moshav HaYer Tov. So the city, the dwelling of the city is good. Good city. Kasha Niroa, like you see. But, Hamayim Ra'an, but the water is bad. The Aretz Mishakelas, and it causes people in the land, causes people to die. Okay? So, parenthetically, Chazal asks, then why is the land good? Exactly. Like, what's good about it if it's a land which has bad water and it's causing people to die? So they learn out from here that that's like always the case. People always like where they live. It's like a thing. It's like three things. A person always thinks his place, like people, you know, like anyone who goes, let's say for example, goes to visit Seattle, says, oh, it's always raining here. But people in Seattle just don't notice that. It's like wherever you live, somehow your psyche is such that you just make it, you know, obviously
there are
exceptions.
There are people who hate where they live.
I know. That's true. It says there's three things that they're saying. It says there's a place where they live. It said a man always thinks his wife is great. And thirdly, I forgot, some third thing, which is like that also. Okay, fine. So that's, fine. But yeah, when you buy something, you always think it's great. Okay. So whatever. So that's what they said. So basically, they've got this problem. The water is, you know, causing people to die. It's poison, disease, whatever. So by Yomar, so he said, "Kichu li tzlochas chadasha, bring me a new jug, v'simu sham melach, and put salt in it." And they did. Vayetze al motzah hamayim, and he went to the place of the, you know, the source of where the water came out. I guess the spring or whatever. Vayashlach sham melach, and he threw the salt from this jug into that spot. And he said, Ko Amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Refisi Lamayim Ayla, I cured, healed this water, Luya Misham Od Mavesu Mishakalas. There's not going to be any more death or bereavement from here on in. Okay? So he was Elisha Eliyahu. They did a lot of miracles. They were like kind of, it seems like in a period where maybe the people needed miracles or whatever, they're Nevi'im who were, you know, doing different miracles. So here, basically, the people were dying. So he cured the water, right? Ko Amar Hashem, apparently Hashem told him. Okay, and sure enough, the water was cured forever going forward, like Elisha said what happened. Okay. So you think the people would be happy, right? People would be happy. After all, their water is cured. But could you imagine who do you think wouldn't be happy about this? So, I'll give you an example. Let's say they make machines. Industrial Revolution. Everyone loves it because machines are that much more efficient for everyone to be able to
people
produce
were
things.
To cure the water didn't like it.
Okay. So by the machines, so who was upset when they made the machines?
Like the people burying the people who were dead.
Okay, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. You're on a good path.
That's crazy though. Okay. That's crazy.
Well, so the new machines came out, so who was upset when they made machines?
The old ones.
The people who would sew their hands, the workers, the factory workers, right? Machines, they can put them out of business, and whenever you have new technology or new advancement, which is good for society, it's great for society, but all the people who previously are put out of jobs or whatever, like everything being automated, you're putting a lot of good workers out of business and they're upset and whatever. So sure enough, the water drawers got upset because this is what the Chazal say. Because the people who drew water, when the water is a disease, they had to get water from far away and they're schleppers and they're whatever and they make a lot of money from it. So they were upset. Now all of a sudden the water is good. Now they lost their parnasa. So, you know, these types of things happen all the time, you know. So what happened? So by Yal Misham Beisel, so he went to travel to Beisel, Vuol Abadarach, and he's going on the road. Unarim Ketanim Yetzim in Ha'ir. Okay? So the Gemara's going to deal with this. Unarim Ketanim, which is a little bit of a contradiction, because a Na'ar is usually like a young man, And a katan is usually like a kid. But, so it's like contradictory. So in Aron Katanim Yatsu Min HaYir, basically Chazal say they were adults, but they were like childish. You know, empty, without mitzvahs, like low level type of people. They came out of the city by his Kal Subo, and they cursed him. Or they, you rebuked him, or whatever. His Kal Su is like, I guess, cursed him. And they said to him, Alei Kereach, go away, Baldy, go away, Baldy. Kereach is like Baldy. So Alei, get up, go, get out of here, Baldy. Okay. So, that's not a nice thing to do, you know. And he's a powerful Navi, you know. So Vayifan Acharov, so he turned by Yerim and he saw them. Vayikalei Meshem Hashem. So he in turn, Elisha, cursed these kids or whatever, young men who were, you know, making fun of him. Vatetzena shlayim dubim in hayar, and two bears came out of the field, out of the forest. Vatibkaana mehem, and they tore them apart. Arba mishnei yaladim, 42 kids, 42, you know, people. So killed of these people, I guess it was a big group of people. And so bears came out of the forest and killed these 42. 42 of them, I don't know if there were more of them, but whatever. Okay? Okay, that's basically the end of the story.
All the entire group of people as a group cursed Elisha
right.
In the same exact way with the same exact words.
Right. That's why, you know, high school these types of things happen, or elementary schools, everyone yells, you know, whatever, you know, name they want to say, a stupid head or whatever, they make a phrase and they taunt the person with it. So they're all yelling. Arguably it was a concerted effort. They were all angry, so whatever. Oh, so why is it Kiryat Baldy? What? People from, I don't know, it's not clear.
It
seems like from the town that
he
was leaving.
Which is a different town, no?
He left, he's going from there to Beis Ah. Yeah.
No.
You know, they learn that from here, and this is how it came up in the Gemara and Sota I'm doing. It's about, one of the things it's about is the mitzvah of halvas arkham, to escort out guests. When they go on the road has all its fraught with all kinds of dangers, especially to a stranger or a foreigner who doesn't know where he's going, and he's like looking around, he's, you know. So this mitzvah to escort out guests, to show them the way and to take care of them until they basically, you send them off. So he says if only they would have sent off Elisha, then these boys wouldn't have picked on him, right? But because he was traveling out of the city alone, so he was like an easy target to them. And because of that, all these kids ended up getting killed by these bears. This whole thing could have been avoided if only they, you know, escorted Elisha properly.
So the boys started putting on Elisha, and then bears came out.
Elisha cursed them when he saw them, and then with Shem Hashem, and then the bears came out of the forest and killed them.
Presumably because of the curse.
Yes, presumably because of Elisha's curse. Yeah, exactly.
That's a crazy story.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Maybe they don't teach you this in school, you know? I can't hear.
I've never heard this before. I've never heard this before. It's so wild.
Literally wild.
Yeah. And the beginning is also kind of strange. The water and the salt, and he's pouring the salt into the water. They say, because I'll say, salt doesn't cure water, salt makes water salty. So they say it was a nes b'sof nes. It's like some sort of. Seems like he wanted to be clear that there was a miracle. A lot of the Mepharshim say, he wanted to be clear that this was a miracle as opposed to just some natural thing. So he says that's why he took like a new vessel. If he took an old thing, you might just say, oh, he has some sort of potion in there. But no, you take a new vessel. Put salt in it, pour the salt on the thing. Salt doesn't cure water, salt makes water, you know, salty. So it's like specifically it was manifest that this was a miracle. This was like Hashem healing the water, not just some potion which Elisha cooked up, you know. So, but that's also strange, you know, just pouring salt onto it and healing the water.
So why do they call him a Baldy?
Oh, so why they call him Baldy? So they say, I mean, the plain shot, I guess, means he was bald. I don't really know, I guess so. But the drasha is, he made this place bald of Parnassa. That's what the drasha is. Like, you made, that was their tiny set. You made it bald. You basically made it empty without any jobs. So they're complaining to him, like, he's killing the jobs. Okay? Okay. So it's interesting. So let me read you some of the Gemaras, okay? So as often is the case, when you have stories in Tanakh, as we saw, we did this last week with the story by Elchan, usually, as far as my experience is concerned, when there are stories in Tanakh, very often there's like an amud or a daf, a page or two, in the Gemara, which kind of takes the story piece by piece and adds the various midrashim and chazals, which comment on different parts of the story.
Can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
Are there bears in Israel?
Oh, that's a good question. So they say, so it's funny, there's a machlokas in the Gemara. They say the bears were an ace. Okay? That the bears came out of the forest. Because they say also, even if there were bears, it says, why would everyone be hanging out near the bear forest? So they say that that was an ace. Rav and Shmuel, one of them says it was an ace, the other one says it was a double ace. It was an ace, b'self an ace. Okay, and this is funny. Why is it an ace? One says is there was a bear, there was a forest, but there were no bears there. And the ace was that he made the bears come out. And the other one says it was an ace, b'self an ace, because there wasn't even a forest there. There's no forest and there's no bears. So he made a forest.
Yeah,
and then
in the Middle East was no bears.
I don't know. So then it says, so if that's the case, then what do you need the forest for? Once you're making a double miracle, there's no forest there, then just make bears come out of whatever. What's the point? You make a forest and then you make bears? So it says, because the bears, if you just have bears without a forest, they're not going to attack. Bears only attack if they know they have somewhere to hide afterwards. So he made, it's funny, because the whole thing's a miracle, right? So he made bears, he made a forest, and then he made bears, and now the bears naturally went and attacked these guys, and then because they knew they had somewhere to go hide into. So I don't know, the whole thing's somewhat strange, right? Yeah, so say, are there bears in Israel? I don't know. Even if there aren't, this whole thing's an ace. It seems to be maybe that was by design, that it was clearly a miracle. Again, it wasn't supposed to look like a natural thing. It was supposed to look like Hashem is helping him. Okay. So, one thing is the Gemara criticizes him, because later on, a few prakim later, it says Elisha got very sick. And they say, there's like it's like a threefold type of a word. That he got sick, and it's like, I forgot. Chala, Elisha chala eschelyo asher yamaspa. So it sounds like three words to describe his sickness. So they say it's because of three things he did wrong. Two of which are not really on our topic, but the first thing is because he sicked these bears against these kids. So it seems that Chazal treated it as a sin that he did this. Right? So what do you think about that?
He's a little higher of drop.
And then he cursed them and
he used
the bears.
Then he cursed them and sicked the bears on them. And killed them, I guess.
Look at this.
You have any thoughts about that? Is that sound
really
sensitive
to the flame? It's
a miracle, so how?
Judah!
It's a miracle from Hashem. Judah!
Right. Okay, yeah, that's good. So therefore, what's your question, Naomi?
Then if
Hashem
sanctions it, so how come it's a sin?
Okay. It's a sin. Yeah, well, again, spell out the question. In other words, it's a sin, and then there's a miracle. So what's the question? I mean, I think you're... What's that?
If Hashem made a miracle, then how would it be a sin?
Right, exactly. And as if it's a sin, and he shouldn't have done that, then why did Hashem make this miracle happen? Right? It would seem the fact that Hashem helped him indicates that these guys were really guilty, and it was a miracle it was deserving of happening. So now you're saying, what?
Did he know that he's going to cause this miracle, or he was just angry?
Seems that way. But either way, why did Hashem make this miracle happen and kill these kids if he's saying is the whole thing was a sin? No, but it seems like it was, because that's what Rashi interprets. What was the Avera? That he sicked the Gemara says, Echad Shegira Dovin. The Avon, the sin, Shegira Dovin, Bitinokos, that he sicked his Averas on these kids. So it seems like, yeah, it was. So that's the question, is if the whole thing is a sin, and he shouldn't have done that, so then why is Hashem going along with it? Right? Okay, so we'll get back to that. But that's a bothersome point. But that's kind of what's confusing about this story. When you read the story, did he do the right thing? Did he do the wrong thing? It kind of sounds like not such a nice thing to do. But then on the other hand, they were evil people, seemingly. I mean, that's just hard to, you know. Oh, so that's a question. What were the nars? So that's a question. So what's the pshat of...
Oh.
Hey. Okay, so it says... Okay, so just a quick recap, okay? Malachim Beis is the story of that Elisha was traveling on the road, and there were these kids. What? You know the story? It's okay. Yeah, so these kids, we'll see if they're really kids, but these, you know, immature people came and cursed Elisha, and they were upset at him, and they cursed him. So Elisha, in turn, cursed them back with the Shem Hashem. And sure enough, the bears were, a miracle happened. The bears came out of the forest and killed these 42 young men. Okay, so we're analyzing that. And the Chazal say that really Elisha later in life was punished for this. Which is funny, because if he's punished, then why did Hashem do a miracle to kill these kids? It seemed, the fact that he did a miracle, it seemed to indicate that he was in the right. Right? So that's well, one question we're bothered by. You with me? Yeah?
So what was the miracle?
He made bears come out of the forest and kill these people who cursed Elisha. Who were making fun of Elisha. They called him Baldy. They said, get out of here, Baldy. Get out of here, Baldy. Okay. And then the miracle was, he cursed them, Shem Hashem, and then the bears came out of a forest, miraculously came out of the forest and ate them. Something like that. 42 of them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the Gemara asks, it says, so why, because it's a contradiction, because it calls them Na'arim Ketanim. Na'arim Ketanim, Na'ar means an adult, a young adult, and a Katan means a Katan. So were they Na'arim or Ketanim? So the Gemara says, it says, Na'arim is Na'arim in HaMitzvahs. They were empty of mitzvahs. Na'ar is like to be empty or to empty out. So they're empty of mitzvahs. Ketanim shayim miktane amana. They were like small in their emuna. Oh, because the backstory is that they were cursing him because they were upset that Elisha healed the water. And the water was like poison, and Elisha healed it. So the water drawers, people who previously had a parnasa and schlepping water from the next town, they were now short a parnasa. So they cursed him. So it says that was a lack of emuna. They should have had emuna that this is a good thing, and I, their parnasa, whatever. But it's like an indication that they had a lack of emuna, and that was like, why it's calling them Ketanim. Not that they were kids, but their emuna was lacking. Okay? So the Gemara says, that's one pshat. Another pshat is, no, they were really Na'arim, but they acted like kids. Okay? Because they're like calling names, get out of here, Baldy. That's right. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So then it talks about, it says, Vayifen achara vayar'im, vayikal im Hashem Hashem. It says he saw them, he looked at them, and he cursed them in the Hashem Hashem. So it says, what do you see? So it says, one shot says that he saw that their mothers all became pregnant with them on Yom HaKippur. Okay? So like that they were basically conceived in like sin. Okay? That's what he saw. He somehow saw, I guess, the Ruach HaKodesh, that these people where their mothers conceived on Yom Kippur. And then it says the other pshat is he saw that they all had this like haircut, which is like a goyish chug akum, a baluris. It's something like a mohawk or something, but he saw that it's an isser. It's like chugus akum. There's a certain type of haircut which are like what priests or goyim used to do. So he says he saw that they were all like that type of haircut. And the other one, it says he saw that they didn't have any lachluchas, any mitzvahs whatsoever. Okay? So it says, okay, maybe they didn't have mitzvahs, but maybe their kids would have mitzvahs. So it's no, like it's like the Chazal by Moshe Rabbeinu. He saw in all the future generations that there would be no one good to come from them. Okay, so basically, I mean, we're gonna have to analyze this a little bit, but the point is that Chazal are saying he had some sort of an intuition or a kodesh or whatever, that these were bad people. They weren't just kids, they were adults who were immature, who were acting like kids, and they were empty of mitzvahs. They were just low-life types of people. As you can imagine, here it is, he's the Navi. He just healed the water, saves the whole town. Now the town is livable, the water is healthy. Here it is, they start going out there and yelling and cursing him out. But it's not clear, why is this? Is this a punishable offense by death? Because they cursed him, is that? Like, why is that so bad? It's like childish, I understand. But why is it so terrible? And if you'll say, well, they had all these other averos, okay, so then kill them for that. But it seems like the precipitating cause of them being killed or punished was this, you know, get out of here, Baldy, get out of here, Baldy thing, right? And it just doesn't quite seem to be the most corrupt, evil thing a person could do that necessarily deserving of Misa. So I don't know, it's interesting. It's like Chazal recognize that, but now they're like searching for like other things about them. Right? So let me just see if there's anything else here that I want to pick up. I'm just kind of going over all the facts, and we're going to see if we could just analyze them and put it together about, you know, getting some insight into the story. So, for now, it's just a bunch of different facts. Okay, so I think that would, let's just stop there. So any other questions we have before we try to explain this whole story? So let's just take stock. So one question, to me the biggest question is, was Elisha right in this or not? Right? The fact that Hashem went along with it sounds like he was right. But then the fact that they criticized him and say he got sick later in his life sounds like he was wrong. So that's like a problem. I guess related is, what did they do that was so bad, that's so deserving of death? Why is that so such a terrible thing? Right? Any other questions that we have here, or any other questions anyone else has?
About the water thing?
What's the water thing? What about the water thing?
Like that. Like why he did it that way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the water thing. Yeah, okay, that's true. I mean, the way originally he healed the water, there was a shortage of water, or the water was poisoned, and he took salt and like poured it in the water, and that healed it miraculously. It seems there's a lot of miracles going on here. It's interesting. I don't know if this reason is that important. But.
Were these the Nars that were upset that he healed the water? Are they the same people that lost their jobs?
Yes. That's the way the Chazal said. That's what motivated these people. That was their complaint against him. That's why they cursed him. So they, you know, they're upset about the fact that he's causing to lose jobs, and that's what Kiriach Baldi means. You're making this town bald of Parnassus, right? And that's just saying they lacked emuna. That's also interesting. That's another thing which maybe we could think about. That's like the lacking of emuna. They should have not cursed him because they should have had emuna that Hashem would have helped them out. So that's. I guess that's something to pursue also.
I mean, one thought that I have is that leaders, although obviously it's the right thing to do to save lives, you also have to account for these people who are losing their jobs. And it seems like he just left. He walked out of the town and said good luck. And it seemed like he was representing Hashem when he did that. And it seems like Hashem also says good luck to you, you know.
Okay.
I'll do miracles for some people, but I'm not going to think about the people that this has devastated in its wake. So, you know, he probably... You know, maybe it was an oversight, and you know he's being scrutinized for that.
You mean why he got punished later?
Yeah, you know, maybe it's true that they should. You know, they're both kind of wrong in what they did, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Okay.
And also, like their view of like you know you're a Goldie, it's such a narrow, selfish view. So, and especially because it was like. Mediated by Hashem, but I think that that's a major flaw. It's like, you know, yeah, it's true, there are some things that have to be accounted for, but we just saved the whole town. So it's just, you know,
that's
why there were really Latin oaks there.
Right.
You can't see a big picture.
Right. I mean, this is really the greatest thing. We have a town, no one could really drink the water, we're all dying from the water. In order to get any water, we have to ship it from wherever. This is not good for a society, and here it is. It's the greatest tov that could happen is to have the water healed. And here it is because it hurts them because they're water drawers, and they're gonna have to find another job. Okay, it's unfortunate they're gonna have to find another job, but this is a big deal. This is great. It's good news for the world, for the society, right? And because they're like in their small-minded view, they're getting upset about it. It's one thing to get upset, but now another thing to like curse them out and. And we have to understand, who cares? Why do we care that he cursed him out? Why is that? Well, the big deal. So they're childish, and they're like you know low people. But why does that demand that they get killed? Why is it so bad?
Elisha didn't consider what was the appropriate punishment. That's why he got punished later himself.
Okay.
Because he meted out a punishment that didn't really fit the crime.
Okay, but then why did Hashem go along with it miraculously? Like, it's one thing if he took a gun and shot them. But he didn't. He kind of cursed him, Hashem, Hashem. And then Hashem responded. I mean, Hashem didn't have to punish them. Right? So the fact that he did seemingly indicates that it was just. It was a punishment from Hashem. So that's what's confusing. It's like, if Hashem went along with it, apparently it was okay. Well, then how could you then simultaneously criticize Elisha? Right?
He had free will in many cases. Hashem will, Hashem will allow what the tzaddik requests, even if it's not necessarily the right thing at the moment, and then later on.
But, I mean, if it's not just to kill them, and they're innocent, and their crime didn't really warrant it, then you're going to say that Hashem is beholden to the word of the tzaddik, such that he's going to kill innocent people.
It seems like they were worthy of the death penalty.
Okay.
It's just maybe the manner in which that their death was meted out was too grotesque. It was too insensitive in a way. Like, yes, these people did something that was insulting a Navi in public,
right,
and causing people to lack faith in what Elisha had just done.
Okay, but does that really help? It's the same question. If you're going to say is that they didn't deserve such a grotesque death, so now I'll ask you the same question, is why did Hashem go along with it? To say that they're having an unjust, grotesque death when they only deserve the regular death, so then once again, Hashem shouldn't have done that. And the fact that Hashem did do it would indicate apparently it was just. So, right?
Maybe
so it just kind of pushes the question. Okay, so
they did deserve it, but Elisha shouldn't have done it. Like, Hashem would have done it on his own. Elisha shouldn't have.
Okay, but why not? If after all, someone deserves death, and he sees it, and why shouldn't he, like the Bezdin, for instance, kills Rasha? There's an idea of, like, he sees these evil people, and Hashem doesn't want just to sit back and, like, whatever, that's, like, a reasonable thing to do, it would seem, right? Unless we could show why he shouldn't have. I mean, that's a good idea, I like what you're saying. Maybe that's a good approach. Maybe somehow they did deserve death, and it was just, obviously, because it happened. So if Hashem did it, it must be they deserved it. Miraculously did it. Hashem's not going to do an unjust death. Well, he doesn't have to listen to Elisha. But then yet, for some reason, maybe it wasn't appropriate for Elisha to do that. So then the question would be, why not? But that's a good approach.
Maybe, like, he could have been just, but there also could have been Rachamim. And, like, he chose the just. Maybe he should have not.
Okay, good. Good. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, what were you going to say, Naomi? Was that you?
Yeah, it kind of was something they were saying, what somebody else just said.
Okay.
But I was thinking maybe it's, like, according to Zinn, like, strict justice, maybe he deserves it, so maybe it's like a strict justice versus
right.
Mercy thing. Like,
right. Yeah. Right. Okay, go.
You may have mentioned this before I got here, but I'm just not sure I understand exactly what this whole business of cursing is. Like, these young children, or whatever we want to call them at this point, have given him a curse, but, like,
well,
what
they were like,
is that
they were
supposed to have? Like,
oh, well, they were more, I don't, maybe curse isn't the right word for that.
Making fun?
They were making fun of him, yeah. They called him, get out of here, Baldy, get out of here, Baldy. Which means,
so,
like, they were angry at him, and they were yelling at him and screaming, you know.
It just seems
abusing
like
him,
this
verbal
very
abuse.
Minor scenario
yeah.
Really escalated.
Yes,
by him and Tasha.
Yes,
like,
I agree. Yeah, right, that's one of the questions.
Right.
Yeah, why are we making such a big deal here? Just ignore that.
I'm saying, is there something that I don't understand about the original curse that maybe...
Yeah, there's something we all don't understand, but there's nothing that we said that you missed.
Okay.
That's part of the question.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the big deal here? Why is this such an event? Yeah. Okay. So I had one thought. I had was that Nava and Naomi said. I was learning this with my father and my brother. So I had this idea, and then my father had a different idea. So for the thing I was thinking was along the lines that you guys were saying, which is that there is this idea of din and rachma. There is an idea of when Hashem judges the world, He judges with strict justice. But then Hashem, it doesn't always mete out strict justice, but He gives the person. Rachman gives a person a chance to do teshuva, to be able to grow, just because the person deserves death doesn't mean you have to necessarily punish them. Hashem doesn't want, like what says, Kilosachbos b'mos ha-meis. Hashem doesn't want the meis, the rasha, to die, but ki meshuvim darko v'chaya, for him to do tshuva. So maybe, here it is, Elisha is presenting Hashem's racha to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is in the city, is that they don't have any water, people are dying, and Hashem is the healer, right? Hashem is, after all, is miraculously, clearly miraculously healing the water, saving the people, and people are going to turn to Hashem and say, wow, what a great, gracious God who's healing and saving us. And that should draw the people, and that's the role of the Navi, is to draw the people towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it could be that this kind of puts a damper on that. Now he's presenting God in a different light, which is also part of the way God acts towards the world. But now he's presenting God in a way of Midas Adin. God is a strict Dayan who's punishing 42 kids for their doing their thing. And it's true, Hashem does judge the world with justice. But he didn't, and we'll have to elaborate on this a little bit, but because, so to speak, which I'll explain in a second, Elisha forced Hashem's hand. And basically, he caused Hashem to act according to Din. Whereas Elisha could have said, you guys are evil, but Hashem's a Merachim, and I'll let it slide. He could have basically exhibited the characteristic of Rachim and ignored them and let it go on, but like and kept like the mood in Klal Yisrael, which after this event, is Elisha the man of God who's carrying out God's justice, as opposed to Elisha the man of God who's carrying out God's mercy, healing people, allowing people to live, trying to help Klal Yisrael. So it could be he's like, he's undermining or taking away from the import of the water miracle, which could have moved the people towards an appreciation of Hashem's rachamim, and kind of distracting people from that. And this is gory and grotesque, and it kind of impacts people. So maybe it wasn't the appropriate message for the time, although it's a true idea that they did deserve it, but he reacted. He didn't fully think through the fact that even though they deserve Mesa, but maybe that's not the right thing for this moment. It kind of will be a damper on the mood. And he should have, it sounds like he was quick. Maybe he got angry, maybe they were attacking him and he got took it personally or something like that, and he ended up not fully thinking through the opportunity to be able to like be mochel, to let it slide, but because what happened? So he davened into Hashem, he cursed them, Hashem, Hashem. So now it could be that once he does so, if nothing happens, then that implies like the Navi is weak and Hashem is weak. See, it's like he's clearly trying to curse them, Hashem, Hashem. It's like to invoke a tefillah or something that Hashem should punish these boys. So if, in fact, nothing happened to them, so then, on the contrary, then it would have conveyed the idea that Hashem doesn't punish. Like, if he just mochel them and says, oh, don't worry about it, I'll get back to you guys later, then fine, then he's mochel. But if he curses them and he's saying B'Shem Hashem and then Hashem doesn't do anything, then on the contrary, the impression is that Hashem is weak and he's not able to heal them or whatever. So it's like once he, and I have to attack them. So once he cursed them B'Shem Hashem, then, so to speak, Hashem had to do it. For the Kiddush Hashem or the Chil Hashem which would have resulted, he had to do that. But now what comes out of the event is that now the people don't look at Hashem in the same way. They kind of see his din, which arguably wasn't right for the time. Okay?
Is part of it also that when he was cursing them, B'Shem Hashem, the perception is that he should be above being like sort of insulted by their words? And specifically because, you know, the thing that they did that deserved punishment was something that was directed at one particular person who could have been mochel on his kavod. He could have said, you know, at this point I can just let it go, but really you guys deserve punishment, you should do tshuva or something like that.
Right. Yeah, right. You could have said that. Right. So maybe we could try to think, so why did they, would we get back to that which you're touching on, and why is this so bad? Why is their crime? It's childish. But why is it's also small-minded? But why is it so bad that they're deserving of Misa? right? That seems to be.
Maybe by them making fun of Elisha, it's like they're making fun of Hashem because he was the Shaliach of healing.
Yeah, right.
Making the water healthy again. So it was kind of like direct this Hashem.
Yeah, right. Yes, good. Yeah, arguably, when it was the anase of the water, it's supposed to wow Chal Yisrael and create a kira of Hashem. To say, wow, look at the great chesed Hashem did for Chal Yisrael that he did this. But the loudmouths who are yelling and cursing out the Navi who did this and saying it's a negative thing and totally painting this picture of how bad and negative it is, that impacts people. It does impact people. People are moved by that. Because there's a certain truth. Yeah, these guys don't have a job. But that's totally small-minded and missing the bigger picture. The big picture, this is a tova. And I, these people, look, Hashem could help these people. Hashem's helping the society. He could help these people also. They should have had a munna that he would do such a thing. Obviously, Hashem's helping out Klal Yisrael. So they're individuals who is hurting momentarily. Okay, fine. So they could daven to Hashem and hopefully help them out also. But like they're publicly yelling, cursing out the Navi, taking the Tov, which should have created a very positive impact of Klal Yisrael to the Navi and to Hashem, and now, in a vocal way, causing the nation to look down upon the numerical, and to look down upon the Chesed Hashem. And to, yeah, it's an attack on Hashem, an attack on his Navi, an attack on his Bracha. So that's something which threatens the Shem Hashem. Right, and the idea of Hashem being concerned with Chal Yisrael.
It reminds me a little bit of the Merak, the more other situations in the Midbar, where
right.
they had
yeah, right.
all
Hashem's
the good,
not
Hashem
able.
Was taking care of all
yeah,
their needs,
right.
and they were complaining,
yeah,
but
right.
they couldn't realize that.
Right, that's
you know?
True. Right. So that threatens the whole role of the Navi and of the Kira of the Am to Hashem. So that is deservant of Misa. But there are other ways to go about doing it. You could have, I don't know how exactly to do it, but maybe Elisha could have been more creative in not punishing them, but at the same time, like Ariella is saying, somehow to give a message. They're deserving of death, but I don't know, push them aside, to make them more negligible, to talk down to them, to give them mussar, to something. I don't know, I'm not sure how he would have done it. He wasn't creative enough, and he just kind of lashed out at them because they're getting in the way of the mission which he's trying to accomplish. And they are deserving of death, but again, it could be he could have better assessed how to deal with them in a way that wouldn't have had this fallout of now them looking at Hashem as being like punishing. Okay? Yeah. Okay, so the other idea was like this, and this is the idea my father wanted to say, a different approach. Which is that there's a risk. By Elisha cursing them, there's a risk of it looking personal. On the one hand, it's true. He's assessing that the chayav misa, and he's cursing them Hashem Hashem because it's a chilul Hashem which they're doing, and he's protecting defending the dignity and the quota of the Kvod Shemayim. That's true, but it doesn't necessarily look that way. It could be perceived by the onlooker that they're making fun of Elisha. He's getting really mad because they're making fun of him, and he's cursing them out and killing them. And that like they're cursing him out and he's cursing them back, like a child, like two children fighting. So that's not the truth, but that's how it looks. And it's like it's the message. Maybe some people appreciated the message that it's Mishpat Hashem and it's din, and maybe some of Klal Yisrael understood that. But arguably there were other people in Klal Yisrael who are going to look at this and just look at the Navi as a low person who takes these things personally and ends up lashing out because he's being attacked and made fun of. And my father thought of the example, and there's another story in Malachim Aleph, I think, where David became the king, and this guy Sheva ben Bichri was cursing out David, and he ignored him. When they didn't want him to be king, but then when David ascended to the throne, he said, "I'm not gonna punish him." But not because he wasn't Chayav Misa, he was. When before David died, he told Shlomo to carry out justice and to kill him. But arguably, what the idea is that, I'm not sure if someone says this, but David knew that it would look like it's a personal vendetta if he goes and kills Shavim and Bechri, right, when he becomes king. So he was able to live with Shavim and Bechri. He was able to handle it. I personally slighted him, that's okay. But when he was about to die, he's saying, look, he is a threat to the kingdom. He did do this evil thing. He was a Maori, he's a rebelled against the king, and he deserves to be killed. So we entrusted Shlomo Melch to carry out justice on him. But it could be for him to do it would have portrayed and conveyed the wrong idea, that he's like personally slighted, and because of the personal insult, he can't deal with them, and he can't see his face, and he's not. No, he's able to handle it. So it could be Elisha also. It looks like Elisha's just mad that they cursed him out, that they made fun of him. And a Navi should be able to deal with the fact that someone makes fun of him. And he was. I'm not saying that in truth he was mad. I mean, maybe emotionally he did feel that way, but that's not, he'd never kill somebody because they made fun of him. He killed them because they deserved death, and they were a Chayav Misa. And it says he looked into their personality, and I think that's what Chazal was saying. He looked into their personality, he saw that they were brutes, and they were low-level people, and they were never going to come to anything. However, he did that. But he really assessed their personality before he did this, and he was making sure that it was right according to them. But it could be that it's not going to look that way. It looks like he's personally involved. And it matters how it looks, because that's his job as the leader and the Navi, is to show people, to teach people about Hashem. And he's supposed to look like he's above these personal petty things, but he's conveying the mission of Hashem. So maybe that was his fate, but that it was a failure in appreciating how the Am is going to look at his action. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit of a different approach, right? The first way he's saying is, not that people are going to misperceive it, but just it's going to create the impression of Hashem as a punisher, which is not appropriate for the time. This way is for, and it's not because they're going to have the wrong idea about Hashem, but it's because they're going to look at him as being personally involved. Okay?
But why does Hashem belong with it?
Oh, so why does Hashem belong with it? So I think that the answer going along with it is because, look, they were deserving of Misa, and once he davened that they're punished, and he, so to speak, invoked me this idea. So now it would look like Hashem is weak if he wouldn't have gone along with it. You know? So it's like, given the tefillah and that he cursed them, this is what had to happen. It would have been worse tonight. But it would have been better if Elisha didn't decide not to do that in the first place. You know, Hashem can't go back in time. He did it. He's not taking away his free will. He has the right to do it. And once he did it, that's what had, that was the best thing for the Shem Hashem going forward, would be to actually kill them according to his tefillah. But it would have been better had he not done so. Yeah. Okay, are there other questions that we have here that we haven't? It could be also, that's why it's important that it was a nace. The fact that it was a nace, the bears coming out, or the nace, Pesach nace, it was like, it was important that it was clear that Hashem was behind it. Because that's what kind of shows that it wasn't just him getting angry, but Hashem was endorsing it. It was Mishpat Hashem. That was important to be conveyed to the people, not just that he went out and killed them. But still, it still could be misapprehended. Yeah, what's that, Naomi? Was that you?
How public was everything? Like the cursing was public and the praying?
How public was it?
Was it just these people
around,
or were there other people
around? I don't know. Doesn't say. But I would guess it was public. But I'm not sure. I mean, even if it wasn't public, it became public. I guess the story became public. It's in the Navi. But, you know, I guess, yeah, presumably someone saw it, and once 42 kids are mauled by a bear, and the story goes out, you know, it's on Twitter feeds, like, immediately.
Is there a brother contact?
His curse, yeah, he cursed the Meshem Hashem, arguably, yeah. Yeah, was there a bigger context? Good question.
Why is the story told to us? Like,
I don't know. I'm not really learning Malachim Beis, so I can't. It would be nice to see that, to get a picture of Elisha and Eliyahu and the whole interaction and the people, the times. Unfortunately, I'm not. I don't know. I haven't learned that in a while. I just kind of came across this Gemara, so I don't know. But I know it would be interesting to see what was Elisha's role and how did this play into his future. And it seems like it was significant, because later, at the end of his life, he ended up dying somehow. There's also this story with Gehazi. afterthought or whatever, it comes up also. I have another story which I'm going to reference, but I don't know the whole story, and it looks interesting, but hopefully I'll learn it tomorrow or something. Okay. What else? Any other questions or problems here?
So it mentioned that him getting sick later in life.
Yes, it was because of this. Yes, because this avera that he did this. So it sounds like it's saying he shouldn't have done it. Mm. It would have been better suited if he would have not lashed out, but he would have somehow been merachem on them, or that would have been better off. But at the same time, given that he did it, they did deserve it, you know? Yeah. It's interesting. Most stories, you know, interesting types of stories. Yeah, okay. I don't know, any other questions? Okay, I mean, I feel like there's more to say about this whole thing. I just don't really have more to say. So I don't know, so I'm asking so many questions. Maybe that would help.
What is the significance of the punishment happening for the bears? Like, if there's, reason for them to get this punishment, this specific punishment, and there must be some significance to the way that it was carried out.
That's a good question. I don't know. Just maybe as a thought. It's a hard kind of question, given without anyone saying anything. But one thing, it seems like these people were total, like, animals. They're brutes. You know, childish, just calling them like babies. It could be that saying their mother conceived on Yom Kippur. Like, Yom Kippur here is a day of, like, supporting yourself to Hashem. And here is they're involved in Bia and, like, getting pregnant, you know. So it could be it's like they're empty of mitzvos. They were like totally like lowlifes. Just absolutely empty of mitzvos, total just animals. Yeah, and calling names, the whole thing. It's like they're just totally childish brutes, low level. They're never going to have, like you saw in Nebuah or whatever, they're never going to have anyone come from them. They were just like, they're basically like people who are like animals. And maybe having animals kill them, it's like they're basically getting killed in the jungle. You know, they're, it's kind of expressing the fact that they're basically, they don't get like a human death. It's just, they're just another forest animal, and they're not so strong. Man's ma'ila is that he's smart, and he's able to use chachma. But if you want to have a jungle forest fight, bears are going to kill people. You know, but they weren't sophisticated. They were totally like brutes. Mm-hmm. You know, so maybe it's like showing them, that bringing out that that's what they were. That was part of their nature. But those people could really, are loud mouths. Those people could really undermine a society, and they, somehow people are moved by them, even though people realize they're empty-headed and whatever. But sometimes if a guy yells loud enough and he whatever, he says things which pushes buttons. It's a whole group of people, and they're talking loud, and they could create a lot of havoc on a Navi who's trying to accomplish good things, and they're yelling, and they're whatever, and they make themselves heard, mm-hmm. You know. Like, unfortunately, it's like you have tons and tons of people doing the right thing, but you have a small group of people, you know, who are more vocal. They could end up undermining the whole, all the dove.
Bears putting into that.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Good. Any other questions or comments? All right. So have a good night, everybody.